When one thinks of the sports in which China excels, swimming, gymnastics, or track and field usually come to mind. But ice hockey? While the sport may not have as big a following as soccer or basketball, there are an increasing number of youngsters here who are learning about slap shots, hat tricks, and teamwork. Nestled in a newly built neighborhood on the northwest side of Beijing, high up on the fourth floor of a massive shopping complex, is one of the city's newest ice rinks. It is also the site of an ice hockey camp for young, talented players. For several weeks last month, the Flying Tigers hosted a summer camp for these young players. Many were from Beijing, but some came from as far away as Hong Kong and the northeastern province of Heilongjiang. Kevin Masters is one of several coaches flown in from Canada.
Initially, I guess coming to China where hockey isn't, is their main focus, I was very impressed with the skill level of the kids, right from the 04-05s right up to the big kids. The specifics of the skating and the individual type skills, I think, are absolutely comparable to what we see back home in Canada.
And where there is ice hockey, a sport that requires a lot of time and money, there are always ice hockey parents. Cheering their kids on and giving pointers. Zhou Jianwei's 8-year-old son is a goalie.
When my son started playing ice hockey, we had just seen the movie Transformers, and he thought goalies looked like Transformers with all their pads on, and because of that, it was his favorite position.
Joe says that in China, where many families have only one child, his son is learning more than just a sport.
Many kids in China lack a sense of teamwork and what it means to work hard for what they want to get, because their parents have taken care of everything for them. But since he's started playing ice hockey, he's slowly begun to understand how to work together with his teammates to accomplish a goal and gained a sense of how, in society, people need to help one another to get things done.
China's colder northeast provinces are largely considered the home of ice hockey in the country, and a large majority of the players on China's national ice hockey team grew up there. Now, with new rinks in Beijing, that is starting to change. Local hockey organizers note that the number of U16 or 16-year-old ice hockey players in Beijing is likely to surpass the number of players in the Northeast in the next season or two. The reasons, they say, are because more families in Beijing can afford ice hockey, which is an expensive sport, and because the Northeast is opening up to other sports, which is taking players away from the ice. Cao Zhennan says her father played hockey while growing up in the Northeast and helped to get her son interested. She says the lessons her son learns from ice hockey far outweigh any future prospect of making the national team or playing more competitively.
Ice hockey is a fast and physical sport. It's really a fun sport. On top of that, he's a boy and we got into the sport hoping it would help him become more courageous. It also gets more interesting as the kids learn how to work together and make a lot of new friends.
Charlie, an 11-year-old who plays right wing, says his friend Abiyasa got him interested in the sport a year and a half ago. Charlie says the sport has other benefits besides keeping him away from computer games.
I think it's fun, it can make my health feel good, and it's no worries.
Mark Simon, vice president and head coach of the Beijing Imperial Guard Hockey Club, one of several teams in the Beijing Junior Hockey League, says team rosters have been growing in recent years.
Our club and three others started a league in 2008-2009 with four teams, and which included about 50-60 players. Now, like last season in 10-11, we had about 25 teams, so about 300 players, 3 to 350.
Simon, an ex-banker from Montreal, who started playing ice hockey at the age of 5, says he left his gear in Canada when he first came to China. Several years later, he works for a company that builds rinks in Asia. He says that as far as Asian cities go, Beijing is quite spoiled.
To have four full-size ice sheets is quite rare. So, and that's one of the reasons, obviously, that hockey is growing here a lot more quickly than in places like, for example, Hong Kong. Hong Kong's got a huge hockey following, a lot of kids playing, but they're very limited by the number of ice surfaces that they have.
Lane Moore, another coach who's helping out at the Flying Tigers camp, says ice hockey is just getting started in Beijing.
With their development of new rinks, new ice surfaces, the numbers in Beijing Minor Hockey are going through the roof, and I'm hearing in Shanghai is the same way. And I just think the potential for hockey over in China is going to keep growing.
Both he and Kevin Masters say they never expected to be running an ice hockey camp in China, and certainly not on the fourth floor of a shopping mall. But they say the publicity from curious shoppers helps build interest in a sport that they say is quickly on its way from a novelty to the mainstream. William Ide, VOA News, Beijing.